they're gone. The hermit snatches the socks off his feet and throws them into the fire. He picks up the pair of shoes on the floor and sends them the same way. He bolts the door softly. He stands listening. Someone, later, as if repassing, sings out.
Good night, Easy.
The hermit, getting into bed so as to answer with his face in the pillow.
Good night.
And that was a play called A Way Out by the, well, American poet Robert Frost. That pretty well ends tonight's show. Stay tuned for International Feel coming up next here on UMFM 101.5. Have a great night.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's. Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to UMFM. From Winnipeg.
We'll be right back. sing the same song one more time. Come again. Do the good.
I'm sorry. Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st. Presented by Service Credit Union, experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth-punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg-punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Welcome to International Feel
on 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com, or internationalfeel.org.
Yes, we're coming fresh off of Pledgerama 2026. It was a smashing success.
Super success.
Resounding.
So thank you to the radio community and everyone who took part in that. We can't do it without you. And
those who were thinking about it and maybe missed out, you can donate all year round, but we do this again next year. So.
Yep.
There's plenty of times to
not as many as incentives, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
Yeah. We can't promise that there'll be any leftover limited edition International Feel holographic stickers.
Ooh, those stickers!
Those are nice.
Those we've gotten good feedback about those. Feedback ranging from they're amazing to this is life-changing.
There was that one that was like, this is blinding.
Yeah, I think someone got blinded by it, but that was a rare case.
It was on the back of a car, so it could be a little dangerous, but...
I think they had a pre-existing condition.
I think so. We'll chalk it up to that.
You shouldn't drive like that anyways.
You shouldn't.
What our lawyers told us to say is that we
our legal team
pre-existing condition.
Okay. Yes, so that's what we're sticking... we're standing by that statement, and we're moving on. Thank you for joining us.
That's all we can say right now.
Yeah, that's all we can say. We have a few court cases pending, but the stickers are still in production.
We still got the run of them.
Check out internationalfeel.org for some, you got a visual of them, and if you maybe drop us a line, maybe we'll send some your way.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
We'll keep it going.
We'll see what the negotiation.
Yeah, we'll see
where we land.
The legal team. We still have to work some things out.
But, legal team wants us to open the negotiation at $10 a sticker.
Oh, okay. We can't give them away anymore.
Hey, you gotta. That's the starting negotiation. We say you can't give them away.
We might just have to put an advisory on it.
Yeah. Warning: this sticker may blind you. Do not read sticker.
Warning: sticker may not be free.
Yeah. Extreme reflect.
Yeah. Do not even think about looking at this sticker.
We might sell more, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty edgy. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Reminds me of the sign I once saw. It's like a private sign. Do not read.
Do not read.
Do not read this sign.
Please disregard this sign.
I already did.
Like, I don't know what to do with that. anyways.
Causes your head to explode like scanners.
I think so, yeah. It's just like this infinite loop that... causes a brain explosion.
Yeah.
Brain explosion. Good name for a racehorse. Good segue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that what we're going to name our racehorse?
Yeah.
Well, we were going to go to tracks.
Yeah. So
I think we still have time.
International Feel. We thought, a racehorse might be a good thing to own. So we're hanging out at the. The racetrack today. Yeah. Maybe we're gonna check out some horses. We're gonna,
Yeah, we heard it was a good investment. Really.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy a horse, you need a name.
So we're thinking of some good racehorse names.
So please call in.
Yeah. If you have a good racehorse name, give us a call on the racehorse line, 204-269-8636. We were tossing around a few.
You had one that had me in tears.
Yeah, there was we were looking at this good horse. It was like, it was a pretty healthy looking horse, and I thought it would be a good name for it would be, what was it?
A serious illness.
A serious illness. So, yeah, that one was good. You guys have any good racehorses?
There's the one Lost Along the Way.
Oh, Lost Along the Way.
Yeah, that's always one.
That's a good one. Yeah. But so, yeah, let's check out some horses.
Ooh.
That one looks good. Yeah. That looks healthy.
That one looked like it was trying to take his hat off his head.
Yeah, I should feed it a carrot. Yeah.
I think it likes apples. But, let's try one.
Try it again.
Okay, here, take this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It, yeah. Okay. We should buy this horse, I think, maybe.
The first one we see?
Yeah. Well, the first one that takes the hat off your head.
We want to buy this horse, but we don't want to exchange money.
No.
Oh, okay. This is part of the negotiation,
so I guess. Maybe we should gamble our way to owning this horse. That might be a good idea.
That's the best way.
So let's check out the stables.
It's like free money.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's strategically check out the horse. See which one's a winner, and then maybe we can...
Yeah, we'll do some analysis and check out the odds.
Yeah,
and
crunch the numbers. And
maybe put a few tickets on and maybe change our lives.
Yeah, okay, so we're
for the better.
Yeah, for the better, of course. Well, we don't want to become for the worse.
It's really teetering at this moment.
Well, I think that's what gambling's all about.
And it's got to be a cliffhanger for the show's sake. It's got to be entertaining. So.
The teeter is the fun part.
The teeter and the corresponding totter.
Yeah.
is the fun.
This racehorse could ruin us.
Oh, yeah. Or make us.
Yeah, or make us. So let's pick a good one. So this one over here. It's named European Supercar.
Okay.
It looks pretty good.
I like that. We had an episode called that.
We did.
Yeah. All right.
Over here, we've got this lovely chestnut mare named Career Newsboy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Also.
Oh, we also had an
pattern
here. I like the mane on that one.
Yeah, no, it's got the ribbon. It's
got
flowing.
That fun hat.
Yeah.
The Newsboy cap.
The Newsboy cap.
Did we look that up? That's what it's called?
Yeah. That's, I think we did. You have to check a previous episode. So we've got... Oh. I'm pulling up the racing form here.
Yeah,
just checking
up,
out...
look up the odds and...
Yeah, so we've got... Oh, Albert A. Clipper's Quantum Cat. That looks like a... That might be a good
that
buy.
That says 10 to 1.
Brucey's
Firstborn. That looks like a winner to me.
I like that.
That one's 13 to 1. I like that one.
13 to 1? Yeah.
These odds coming from Reno, right?
Yeah,
Reno.
They're coming in straight from the track. Yeah.
Reno, Manitoba.
Yeah.
They had some bookies out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Las Vegas, Last Vegas.
Last Vegas.
Also Manitoba.
Yeah, the last turn in Manitoba.
Which, the last turn.
Yeah, just take a left and another left, and you might find it.
Another horse, Automonopeda.
Automonopeda, that looks like a winner.
Okay, 5 to 1.
Okay.
So better odds, but...
Okay.
That's a good bet.
Spaghetti alternate.
Spaghetti, that's the lock.
Ooh. Yeah,
is spaghetti that the alternate. Spaghetti alternate?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. I think we put everything we have on that one.
On Spaghetti Alternate?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to put everything on it. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we lose, then the show's done.
Mm-hmm. Show's done, but if we win, we buy a horse.
We get a second show.
All right. Okay. Well,
Let's see that horse again.
It's got a good bite. It's got a good trot.
Good clot to it.
Yeah, okay. We're putting everything on, what was the horse?
Spaghetti Alternate.
Spaghetti Alternate. Okay, so we've got...
If we lose...
We're putting the show on.
Mm-hmm. We're putting everything on the line.
And now, where's the nearest racetrack? now that we've got this horse.
All right, let's find that out. Maybe we'll play a song and we'll figure it out.
We'll cut to some music and we'll find ourselves a racetrack to hit this horse.
Sounds good. All right, let's hop on the horse. International feel.
Hop along with us.
Yeah, ride along.
yaşamamın sebebi sensin dedimse. Reva mıdır ettiğin bu cefa bana? Düşlerimin meleği sensin dedimse. Geri dönmem ölsem bile gene ben sana. Ağlatmaksa maksadım kolay mı sanırsın? Unuttum ben ağlamayı çok yanılırsın. 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 Sensiz edemesem de bilemez kimse. Böyle cefa yakışır erkek olana. Böyle cefa yakışır erkek olana.
نبعد ونرجع ننزل ونطلع ولا بتفيدنا أسوأ ولا يبعدنا بعد ولا يبعدنا بعد وخصمت تجيني ولما تلاقيني صحيلك حنيني صحيلك حنيني بترجع تصد تسيبني أفوتك تجيبني أسيبك تسيبني أفوتك تجيبني عشان عارف إني عاجبك وعاجبني تعبك وتعبني وما أنكرش إنك وما تنكرش إني دايما طول حياتنا دايما طول حياتنا محتاجين لبعض
Stop it! I'm a thief, it's a rock man coming along the road. We couldn't have done it without you. Pledgerama 2026 has wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
And welcome back to International Field 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, it's our racetrack episode. If you're joining us right now, thank you. And we're in the midst of buying a racehorse and betting it all on that horse.
Our horse.
Yeah, our horse Spaghetti Alternate. It looks like a good horse.
Yeah, we believe in it so much.
We've been brushing it. We've been training.
Getting it shooed.
Yeah, shooed, hammering it here. That's me, by the way.
Yeah, the blacksmith. That smithing course came in handy.
Yeah, I'm just peening the pins into the shoe.
Ooh, so it's making sure it fits perfectly.
Yeah. I do a little farriering the side.
We should ask
fancy a farriering.
Spaghetti Alternate. How does that shoe fit?
Ooh.
Yeah,
see, very vocal.
It's good.
It's a good fit. Okay.
It's like one for four.
Completely completely understands English too.
Oh yeah, it's a smart horse. Yeah. So I think this is it's a winner. It's I think we're smart to be putting all our money on this horse.
Yeah, we're leveraged many times over.
Yep. I think so.
Betting on this horse.
I think so.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Right?
Only good can happen.
I mean, gambling on animals.
Nothing bad.
What could go wrong? Things are on the upswing, I think.
When does it race?
Yeah, when's this race going on?
Oh, we could...
do we have to enter it?
I
suppose.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you have to fill out a form online.
Okay.
It's like anything else in this world.
How about we just...
We'll just walk into this track right here with the horse.
Spaghetti Alternate.
No one's looking any wiser.
Line up the horse with the other horses.
Just let it. Yep.
Okay.
And it's off.
And there you go.
just let it go.
Just like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
But how do we bet on it?
We should have got a jockey.
Should we?
You jump on. On the horse.
Yeah.
Maze?
It's a couple laps.
I have to catch up to that horse?
No. It's a couple laps. You can jump on when it gets around.
Do it on the second lap around. Okay. Jump on the horse.
Okay, let me know when it's coming around.
Okay, just call its name. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti-o.
All right. Maze, you can be a good jockey. You got a good jockey body.
You wear that jockey
outfit. You think I have a future?
All the time.
There's a future in jockeying.
I don't think
AI is going to take over jockeying.
It's probably safe.
Although video, like, isn't there been like video horse racing?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Isn't that kind of like AI?
It could be the future, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe I'll quit everything and become a jockey.
That's an option. It's an option. There's opportunity all over the world.
Yeah.
You can go international. You can go to...
I mean, I hear America looks good.
I think our horse just kind of jumped the track.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's in the parking lot now.
It started a fight with a horse and then jumped the track.
Pit one of the jockeys.
Oh, yeah,
it bit and then made a break for it.
I think we bought a bad horse.
Okay. So before we bet on our horse, maybe I'll... Yeah, I know, I know. We're going to make it, put a plan together.
Okay.
SpaghettiO. I'm going to go away.
Yeah.
I'm going to become a jockey.
You're going to go to jockey school?
I'm going to go to jockey school.
Okay.
And, you know, in about 4 or 5 months, I'll come back, and then we can bet it all on this horse.
And then you'll come back with some skills?
And I'll jockey this horse to a victory.
Okay.
In the Memphis Derby.
Memphis, Manitoba.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Okay. So you're going to take some time off. You're going to go study
Graceland.
Graceland. They've got a good
Memphis, Tennessee.
They've got a good jockey program in Graceland. I hear that's where the best train.
That's the plan.
Okay. So
do you have any parting words before this?
Before your big
journey? I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. And my traveling companies are ghosts and empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties, but I've reason to believe we will all be received in Graceland. And with that, I farewell.
All right, you're going to hitch up your horse and ride off into the sunset?
To become a jockey.
We bid you good luck and
farewell.
Yeah, we'll see you soon when you're a full-fledged
trained
jockey. And it's going to be sad.
Certified Red Seal.
Red Seal jockey. Yeah, well, Maze, it's going to be sad to see you go for a bit, but...
going to Graceland.
You're going to Graceland to become...
Memphis, Tennessee.
To become Memphis, Tennessee.
To become the rider of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Become
a jockey.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's been fun, but if this is your destiny, it's what you got to do.
I have to for the show.
I guess you got
to
go and take.
We just bet all of our life savings and show.
I know.
On a horse
that ran away.
That didn't have a jockey.
Yeah, that was kind of a bad idea in hindsight.
We need better advisors around here.
I know.
Legal team has been trying to, but
I think we've just been locking them out of the room lately. So.
Somebody needs to rope us in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Maze, maybe we'll
they teach that at jockey school.
I'll find out.
You'll find out.
I'll find out.
You got to bring back. The jockey knowledge when you come back. So good luck, farewell, and
bon voyage.
Bon voyage. And if you see Spaghetti Alternate, tell them to call home.
Find the nearest payphone.
Yeah.
Use it.
So, all right, international feel. It's been another episode. We've done a lot. We bought a horse, we lost a horse. Maves is going off to jockey school in Memphis, Tennessee.
Graceland.
Wow. Sorry, Graceland.
Well, it is, you're right, but specifically Graceland.
Graceland. The Graceland Jockeying Academy.
I'm going to Graceland.
Okay, so, wow, what a wild ride it's been.
Yeah, people don't know that about Elvis.
He was a jockey.
Yeah, his...
loved horses.
He loved horses.
His skills.
Yeah,
and,
as a jockey.
As like a coach. For jockeys and racehorses alike, he would sit with the racehorses and speak.
He would speak. He would sing to them.
That he would sing to them. He'd serenade them.
He would serenade the horses. Horses singing with you, man.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, with that, we should all ride off into the sunset. Maves, thank you for spending some time with us. It'll be good when you can rejoin us again.
When I return.
Okay. We'll see you next week. We've got time for maybe one more song. International Feel, signing off. We'll be right back.
No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun.
And no problem.
One, two, three.
This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty, mighty Weaker Thens.
To my real ill friend, heavyweight hitters, go getters, 50 ways to make figures. My brain, they come on the spot to whip sisters like the hair.